Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, April the 12th of 2021. And I'm your host tonight, the Miracle Man. And I'm so grateful to be here with all of you, all of y'all, all of you, wherever you're from, however you say it. But I'm so grateful that you've made the determination to tune in to this broadcast tonight. Wherever you're tuning in, however you are tuning into the broadcast, I'm just so grateful to the Lord Jesus that you have found this broadcast, you have decided to tune in order to learn more about the Lord. And like I said, we're just so grateful for every one of you, regardless of where you're from. And I still remember there was one night where we had listeners from all six of the continents that have permanent population, specifically North and South America, Asia, Africa, Europe, and Australasia, Australia, Oceania. I've heard that planet called all those different names, that continent, the continent that's all down in the southern hemisphere. But, as well as in many different countries and states here in the United States. And also, I want to say a special welcome to my Honduras friend that I know is listening, and also to a listener that who lives in the States and is currently listening in Honduras. Praise God. Thank you for tuning in. And just so grateful that you've just made the determination to tune in to hear from the word of the Lord. Because with everything going on, we need more word. Yes, we do. We need more word. Amen. And I was going to say this earlier, but I can't believe how fast this month is going by. It's already the 12th. It seems like just a few hours ago. Okay, a little more than that. But it seems like not long at all ago, it was April 1st. Certainly longer than 12 days. Seems like a lot less than 12 days ago that it was April 1st. Seems more like, 6 days, maybe seven. I don't know if it's because it got warmer here or what. But I have to say, here in Michigan, things are really greening up because it's been warm recently. And I hope that it continues. I really hope that it continues. Yes, I really do. Oh, yeah. Now, I want to ask for your prayers on a couple of things. and then I want to exhort you on something. First, I'm going to ask for is for two different things. Number one is, unfortunately, the CDC has recommended that Michigan be shut down again due to the reported surge in COVID cases. I say reported because you have to realize that a lot of these people who are testing positive probably just have a common cold. I think these tests, isn't that true, Shelley? These tests can tell if you have any corona at all, which may not even be 19. It could just be common cold, which is also a form of corona. Three of the coronas are common colds, three of the coronaviruses, which means that I think that there is a possibility that you could test positive for COVID and not have the actual 19 or its variants of the same one. But the truth is the CDC recommended that, you know, Michigan shut down. We have to believe God that our governor will not shut us back down again for a third time. If she does, it would be basically the first state to shut down three different times, which would be unheard of in this nation, would be very bad policy. It could do unreal damage. So we need to just take authority over COVID and pray and believe God. Now, the thing is we have some of the toughest rules in place in the state. Texas made an order back in, March, ended the statewide mask mandate back on the 2nd. On March 2nd, reported cases per day were 7,300. Today, average cases are 3,500 as far as the 7-day moving average for daily cases. So the amount of cases there has dropped by 50%. Which is very good to see, even after they drop the mandate. And let me tell you real quick: these masks, muzzles, face diapers, you know, whatever you want to call them, they don't work. In fact, you're breathing your own air the whole time that thing is on. People have been known to catch bacterial pneumonia from wearing those things. People need to stand up. You own a business in a mask-free state, a mask-free county. You don't have to require the masks. Why should you? I mean, but the thing is I thank God for governors like Greg Abbott, Ron DeSantis in Florida. Free Florida, mind you. But we seriously need to keep Michigan in our prayers, that these cases fall, that the state does not close down again. And that if they purposely raise the cases to pad the numbers, that that's dealt with. Because we just need to believe God that this is dealt with, and that, and people need to stand up. Because, as you had heard last year, whatever you give up, you usually don't get it back. Whatever freedoms are right, you give up, usually you don't get it back. So pray, believe God. Please. And at least for right now, she only did voluntary asking people to consider, you know, staying out of, at least she didn't call for a lockdown. And I pray that she doesn't use what the CDC said . Which the CDC they've flip-flopped so many times. But you need to pray for Michigan that it just stays open, and that this COVID demon leaves it. In the name of Jesus. The other thing I want you to pray for is Dr. Barclay, my pastor, is about to do a Holy Spirit conference tomorrow night through Friday night, which you can stream online. I must warn you. That if you're here on the Eastern time zone, like I am, that these nightly conference sessions do not start until 10 p.m. Eastern. Why? Because they're out in California, and when it's 7 p.m. in California, it's 10 p.m. here. And if they go to like 9:30, 10 o'clock, Pacific, that could be like 1 a.m. our time. So, luckily, those will go up on Facebook. I do plan to watch some of these services. What I'm asking you to pray is twofold. Number one, pray that the anointing of God is upon these conferences, is upon this conference. But everybody who needs to be there is there. That miracles, deliverances, healings, manifestations, demonstrations, revelations, that all of that stuff takes place. That the anointing of God is there like never before. The other thing that I want you to pray is that the government and what have you, out there, that we need to pray that they do not shut down this conference. That they do not shut down this conference. That any plan that is meant to stop this conference is brought to naught. And so we need to believe God that whatever the plan of the enemy has, whatever plan the enemy has, it fails. That God wins, this conference goes off without a hitch. Everyone who God has said needs to be there will be there. And that that church will be able to hold this conference. Amen. Like I said, we're praying over Michigan. And of course, we're still doing every day at 12 noon, taking authority over this virus, cursing it to the root that it's gone forever. Yeah. And those who caused this plandemic, mandemic, are dealt with. Like I said earlier about the conference, you know, the enemies, you know this, Shelley, right? They have other stuff cooked up. They have other stuff planned. You realize that, right? They have other things planned. I don't know. We may not know what all they are, but we know there's stuff, and we have to pray that the wheels are broken off from Pharaoh's chariots, and that the plans that they have behind closed doors. Who's they? Well, those who caused the pandemic. This wasn't the causing a pandemic. What was actually written in notes back to 2006. 2006. Pretty incredible, right? 2006. And so we need to pray and just believe God about that. And like I said, pray over the California conference. First of all, that it goes off great. Secondly, that, you know, pray that it goes wonderful. And the other part of it to pray is that conference does not get shut down, and that everyone who needs, and that just it just is kept on. Any attempts to cancel the conference are foiled in the name of Jesus. And then the other thing, that third thing I was talking about was what we're doing at noon, cursing daily, every day at noon. Set that alarm on your phone. Doesn't matter what it is. Some of your people, so that you remember to pray over and curse it and bless the Lord. Some of you, maybe you need to set your alarm so that it sounds like a baby crying. Some of you mothers who have babies. Because you'll hear that thing and you'll realize, oh, it's serious. Maybe that's not a bad idea, right? Just thinking, I have this really loud ringtone on my phone. And anyone who hears it wonders, what is that thing? Usually it's in my pocket when it goes off, but I may be somewhere at the gym, wherever. If it goes off and other people hear it, it's like, but you take authority over that thing and you curse the virus, the demon behind it. In 2 Chronicles chapter 31, talks about the children of Israel and how they would have brought offerings into the temple. And then talks about how in the third month, the foundation was laid for the heaps. These heaps that I'm, mean blessing, the blessing of the Lord. Now back in those days, those heaps represented, could have been, you could have been, you know, more flocks, bigger flocks, more herds. And so much that it would be piled up in heaps. And of course, in March, in the third month, the foundation for the heaps was laid. And the heaps continued for 5 months. March, April, May, June, and July. The heaps came because the people were faithful to God and they sowed their seeds and gave their offerings. They went above and beyond the tithes. And they were blessed with heaps, heaps. Unusual blessings. Now, if you're not right with God, the devil will heap you with other things. He'll heap you with trouble. So heaps can be good. Heaps can be bad. These heaps, the good heaps are not just financial, by any means. This can be a healing in your body. Could be a greater anointing. They can be all kinds of different ways that you're blessed. Now, before chapter 31, talks about how the church had been shut down, King Solomon, and then Ahaz, I mean the guy who was 25 when he began to reign, the year he got in there, he reopened the church. But 2.5 tribes would not come back to worship. And so, but those who did come back, and those who did as they were supposed to, paid their tithe, and what have you, they received heaps. Blessing upon blessing upon blessing upon blessing. And God said, you shall prosper even as your soul prospers. So how's your soul doing? Is it good spiritually? Or is it full of unforgiveness, worry, not good thoughts, and other things that you shouldn't be doing or thinking about? So you just have to check yourself. Check. So that leads me to this. We have a PayPal account, which you can sow seed into the Miracle Man program. Go online to PayPal in the search bar. Like, it'll ask you, you know, who do you want to donate to? You type in my name, Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S, first name, space, Shukla, my last name, Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Now remember that Rivers and Shukla are both capitalized. Of course, just the R and the S, but... So yes, like I said, River Shukla. And then you, if you do that, I mean, once you do that, you choose the amount that you want to sow, and I want you to give as God leads you to give. And I'm believing God that as you sow your seed, God's going to bless you. And how many of you know, listeners, how many of you listeners know that God is faithful? God is faithful. And we know that he will do what he said in his word. And the verse I want to, I'm standing on tonight, is, therefore my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. Not according to the stock market, not according to the price of oil, not according to these other things, earthly, according to his riches in glory. Amen. Hallelujah. We are going to sing a few songs, and then we're going to go get into the word of the Lord. We're continuing on in the book of Psalms. And back when I had teased a couple months ago about the whole book of Psalms and the Psalmist thing, turns out there is actually a book called the Book of Psalms. About palm trees, though. I actually felt a palm tree when I was in Florida. It reminded me of some of the trees that are in the mall here in Midland, but it felt more real than that. The one in Florida felt more real. So it turns out the Book of Palms is a real book. But no, I'm not reading from the Book of Psalms. I'm reading from the Book of Psalms. And as for the palmist, I think the palmist is somebody who maybe works on the trees, the palm trees. You know, sorry about that. But we're going to get into the meat of the night. Praise God. the greatest day in history. Death is beaten, you have won the day. Shout it out, Jesus is alive. Empty cross, the empty grave. Nothing new, you have won the day. Shout it out, Jesus is alive. He's alive. Happy day, happy day. You wash my sin away. Oh, happy day, happy day. I'll never be the same. Forever I am changed. When I stand in that place, free at last, meeting face to face, I am yours, Jesus, you are mine. For endless joy, perfect peace. Earthly pain finally will break, will cease. Celebrate, Jesus is alive. He's alive. And oh, happy day, happy day. You wash my sin away. Oh, happy day, happy day. I will never be the same. Oh, happy day, happy day. You wash my sin away. Oh, happy day, for I will never be the same. Forever I am changed. What a glorious day, what a glorious day, that you have saved me, and oh, what a glorious day, what a glorious name, yeah, oh, happy day, happy day. You washed my sin away. Oh, happy day, happy day. I'll never be the same. Oh, happy day, happy day. You washed my sin away. Oh, happy day, happy day. I'll never be the same. Forever I am changed. I'll never be the same. Oh, thank you, Jesus. 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 Mm-hmm. Sing, 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 and make music with the heavens we will. Sing, sing, sing. Grateful that you hear us when we shout your praise. Lift high the name of Jesus. What's not to love about you? Heaven and earth adore you. Kings and kingdoms bow down. Son of God, you are the one. You are the one. There's nothing for you. Kings and kingdoms bow down. Son of God, you are the one. You are the one. We're living for. Sing, 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 and make music with the heavens. We will sing, sing, sing. Grateful that you hear us when we shout your praise, lift high the name of Jesus. What's not to love about you? Heaven and earth adore you. Kings and kingdoms bow down. Son of God, you are the one. You are the one we're living for. Sing, 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 and make music with the heavens. We will sing, sing, sing. Grateful that you hear us when we shout your praise. Lift high the name of Jesus. Sing, 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 and make music with the heavens. We will sing, sing, sing. Grateful that you hear us when we shout your praise. Lift high the name. Sing, 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 and make music with the heavens. We will sing, sing, sing. Grateful that you hear us when we shout your praise. Lift high the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You deserve the glory and the honor. We lift our hands in worship and exalt your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. We lift our hands in worship and exalt your holy name. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. Oh, you deserve the glory and the honor. Oh, yes, we lift our hands in worship and exalt your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. We lift our hands in worship and exalt your holy name. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. Mm-hmm. There is no one else like you. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You deserve the glory and the honor. We lift our hands in worship and exalt your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. For we lift our hands in worship and exalt your holy name. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. Oh, there is no one else like you. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. There is no one like you. There is no one else like you. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You deserve the glory and the honor. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that we have for this time together. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are with us. You hem us in. You go before us. Your word says that, Lord God, that if you are for us, who can stand against us? Nobody. Nobody. Nobody can stand against us. And I just thank you, Lord God, that your hand is on our lives. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that every need represented on this program, every need is met. That no one turns this broadcast off tonight. No one logs off this program the way they logged on. That they log off changed through you, Jesus. Healed, delivered, set free, fixed. Old things broken through you, Jesus. And I just pray, Lord God, that these listeners tune in with hearts ready to receive, ears ready to hear, minds that are receptive, and that they're ready to put this word to practice in their lives. And I make my confession over this program tonight. I pray that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come into this program, and most of all, Jesus, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into the kingdom of God as a result of this wonderful radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. Let's make our Bible confession, because the Word of God says we can have the fruit of our lips. This is my Bible. Say it, listeners. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what the Word says I have. And I can do what the Word says I can do. This Bible is more than a history book to me. More than a religious book to me. And it's more than a storybook to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. And I want to remind you, folks, that on this program, I love it when you listeners participate. So when I sing, you sing. You know the lyrics. I pray, you pray. I exhort, you pay attention. As we study the Bible, you study it with me. Amen. Turn with me, please, to the book of Psalms, chapter number 126. Praise God, Psalm 126. Psalm 126. And we're just going to continue on with the book of Psalms. And I've just been thinking lately about all the things that this book says, that the book of Psalms says that the Lord is. Like how it talks about how he's our ever-present help in time of need. He's our shepherd. He's our strength and our song. He's our fortress. And all these different things that he is to us. Amen. And I'm just so grateful to serve the Lord. So great to be a Christian. It really is. I'm not just saying that at all. I mean it with everything inside of me. Amen. Psalm 126. I'm there. And so I'll begin reading in verse 1. Now when the Lord brought back the captives from Zion, we were like men who dreamed. Our mouths were filled with laughter. And our tongues were filled with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like streams in the Negev. Those who sow in tears will reap with songs of joy. He who goes out weeping, carrying seed to sow, he will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with him. She's with him. 127 now. A song of accents of Solomon. Unless the Lord builds the house, its builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchmen stand guard in vain. In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat. For he grants sleep to those that he loves. Sons are a heritage from the Lord. Children, a reward from him. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior, are sons born in one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be put to shame when they contend with their enemies in the gate. Psalm number 128. Blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in his ways. You will eat the fruit of your labor. Blessings and prosperity will be yours. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your sons will be like olive shoots around your table. Thus, the man is blessed who fears the Lord. Or we could say, the man who fears the Lord is blessed. May the Lord bless you from Zion all the days of your life. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem. And may you live to see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. Number 129 now. They have greatly oppressed me from my youth. Let Israel say, they have greatly oppressed me from my youth, but they have not gained the victory over me. Plowmen have plowed my back and have made their furrows long. But the Lord is righteous. He has cut me free from the cords of the wicked. May all who hate Zion be turned back in shame. May they be like grass on the roof, which without before it can grow. The reaper cannot fill his hands, nor the one who gathers can fill his arms. May those who pass by not say, the blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord. Psalm 130. Which of the depths I cried to you, O Lord, out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you, there is forgiveness. Therefore, you are feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits for you. And in his word, I put my hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning. O Israel, put your hope in the Lord. For with the Lord is unfailing love, And with him is full redemption. He himself will redeem Israel. From all their sins, unless they take their masks off. Oh, does it say that? Someone's full redemption. The Lord himself will redeem Israel from all of their sins. Period. So, I will read down to 132. 132 will be the last one I read tonight. That'll be the end of it. My heart is not proud, O Lord. My eyes are not haughty. I do not concern myself with great matters or things that are too wonderful for me, but I have stilled and quieted my soul like a weaned child with its mother, like a weaned child is my soul within me. O Israel, put your hope in the Lord, both now and forevermore. 132. O Lord, remember David and all of the hardships that he endured. He swore an oath to the Lord and made a vow to the Mighty One of Jacob. I will not enter my house or go to my bed. I will not allow no sleep to my eyes, no slumber to my eyelids, until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the Mighty One of Jacob. We heard it in Ephraim. We came upon it in the fields of Jair. Let us go to his dwelling place. Let us worship at his footsteps. Arise, O Lord, and come to your resting place, you and the ark of your might. May your priests be close, clothed with righteousness. May your saints sing for joy. For the sake of David, your servant, do not reject your anointed one. The Lord swore an oath to David, a sure oath that he will not revoke. One of your own descendants I will place on your throne. If your sons keep my covenant with the statutes that I teach them, then their sons will sit on your throne forever, for the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his dwelling. This is my resting place forever and ever. Here I will set enthroned, for I have desired it. I will bless her with abundant provisions. Her poor I will satisfy with food. I will clothe her, priests, with salvation, from those Saints. And with her Saints, I will sing for joy. Here, I will make a horn grow for David, and will set up a lamp for my anointed one. I will clothe his enemies with shame, but the crown on his head, the cloud on his head will be resplendent. The crown on his head, excuse me. Amen. Let's go back to when I was reading about the children of Israel. I was saying about that God will redeem them and forgive their sins. I said unless they were wearing moths. Did you hear me what I said, Shelley? I teased and I said, unless they were wearing moths, he saves them regardless. Amen. All right. We'll start by looking at 126. Lord has done. Those are sowing. Who sow tears will reap songs of joy. If you go out weeping, carrying seed to sow, you'll return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with you. So what this one is basically talking about is that if you stretch yourself when you give, maybe you sow a seed that maybe to you is uncomfortable. Maybe you've got a building program going or something at your church or whatever. If you sow a seed that's uncomfortable, then you're like, oh, it's uncomfortable. You can return with joy. Be glad that you sowed it, thanking God that you were able to sow it. And you'll be thankful for the return that you'll receive, knowing that God will bless you. Amen. 127. The Lord watches over the city. The watchmen stand guard in vain. In vain you rise early, stay up late, find food to eat. He grants sleep to those he loves. Sons of a heard from the Lord. Lord, give my reward for him. Sons of one and one use. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be put to shame when they contend with their enemies. Let's go to 128. There we go, talking about prosperity again. Oh, Miracle Man, what's up with you and prosperity tonight? Oh, first you were talking about heat, and now this. Well, this is God wants you blessed. God wants his children blessed. He does. The wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. And I want to see you blessed. What we just read there talked about how children, when you have children, children are a blessing of the Lord. Children are a blessing of the Lord. Yes, they are. All who fear the Lord, those who walk in his ways, you will eat the fruit of your labor. Blessings and prosperity will be yours. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine in your house. You see? The seed in Jerusalem, man be that to see your children's children. Peace be upon you. 129. Back and forth. The Lord is righteous. He has set me free from the cords of the wicked. May all who hate Zion be. Amen. Let's go to Psalm 130. Hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you kept a record of sins, O Lord, forgiveness you are feared. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits. And in his word, I put my hope. Write this down for number one, for Psalm 130. I put my hope in the word of the Lord. Amen. I put my hope in the word of the Lord. Verse 6. My soul waits for the Lord. More than watchmen wait for the morning. More than watchmen wait. More than watchmen wait for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord. For the Lord has unfailing love. With him is full redemption. He himself will redeem from all their sins. Now, about for the forgiveness of sins. You know, just over a week ago, we had Easter. And Jesus died for our sins. No, not so that we could sin, so it could be delivered, so it could be forgiven for our sin. We could be forgiven. I'm so glad that Jesus forgives our sin and that Jesus was that atonement, because otherwise we'd be having to give these sin offerings. I do not trouble my eye. Is there not haughty I do? I do not concern myself with great matters, those that are too wonderful for me. I have still defied my soul. My soul is out. O Israel, put your hope in the Lord, both now and forevermore. This one talks about not being prideful and not being arrogant, but just having your soul be quieted. Because, of course, God doesn't want you to sit there and be prideful. He wants you to be humbled. He wants you humble. He resists the proud. Just want to look to the Lord and me. Until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the Mighty One, Jacob. We heard it. Nephilim, we came upon it. He said, let us go to his dwelling place. Let us worship, O Lord, and come to your resting place for the ark of your might. May your priests be close. The Lord swore, you know, keep my covenant. I teach them. Then their sons will sit on your throne, rise forever and ever. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his dwelling. This is my resting place forever and ever. And I will sit enthroned, for I have desired it. I will bless her with abundance. This one, near the end, is talking about how Zion is the resting place of the Lord. Zion is God's holy mountain. Zion. Zion. Now, there is like a road in Georgia called Mount Zion, but that's different. And there's different towns in different places called Zion. But none can ever compare to Mount Zion, which is the mountain of the Lord, on which the Lord's resting place is. And so about this whole putting your hope in the Lord. Like if you're struggling and you're like, things aren't looking so good. And you're like, somehow I'm not finding any hope. Somehow I just can't find hope. I can't find joy. Can't find peace. Then you got to take a look at yourself. And what are you doing? Then you got to look at yourself and you got to wonder, well, what am I listening to? What am I reading? Am I spending too much time watching the news? I almost said the fake news. Yeah, because a lot of it's fake. And of course, they got their own agenda. But nonetheless, if you're not finding any hope, that's a sign. You need to put your hope and trust in the Lord. You need to put your hope in the Lord. We should be putting our hope in the Lord anyway. And God wants you to hope in him. You need to put your hope in him. And the Lord's very serious about this. And it says, why is my soul downcast? Put your hope in God. Put your hope in God. Don't put your trust and hope in chariots. In horsemen. In all these other things that people put their hope in. Some people will put their hope in these athletes. Like, they might be like, oh, I put my hope in, I really hope that LeBron James is going to do so great in the playoffs. Oh, LeBron? Well, what happens when he gets hurt and doesn't get to play? Then what? And some of your listeners, even though many places you can't go to the stadium yet, some of your listeners might or might not have forgotten, those of you who are sports fans, may have not forgotten that last year for months. All of those things that you put your hope in left, were gone. And now they're just now come, and now they're coming back. It might have been back for a while, but still, like I said, and all these things that people were trying to make their God, they all fell. Now, like I said, you know, you got to put your hope and trust in the Lord that he will do what he said in his word. And if your hope is deferred, it makes the heart sick. I don't know about you, but I don't want that. I don't want that. At all. I put my hope in him. I intend to keep it that way. And I just thank God. Redemption. I just was thinking about that. I'm so grateful that he has redeemed us all. That we've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed. That we don't have to stay the same way, that we are changed because of him. We're changed because of him and what he did for us. And because of all of the wonderful things he did for us. And I just think and I go, what if he didn't do all this for us? And I just think about it and I say, I am just so grateful for that redemptive power and that he has redeemed us. He has set us free. And since I am redeemed of the Lord, I say so. Hallelujah. So grateful that I'm redeemed by him to be salt and light in the world. Amen. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this time in the Word tonight. Thank you that we would put this Word into practice tonight. That we would put this Word to work for ourselves in our own lives. As we've been looking through these Psalms and these great things that you use these psalmists to write. And thank you, Jesus, Zion, Mount Zion, your holy mountain, and how it's your resting place. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this, your wonderful Word. In Jesus' name. Now, Heavenly Father, I pray right now for those who are believing God for healing in their bodies, including myself. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that our bodies are healed, made whole, made strong. Our organs work well. Our respiratory tracts are very strong. Our immune systems are strong, that they fight off everything that tries to come against us. And that every organ of our body, every system of our body, every tract, every integral part of our body works the way that you have designed it. And that all sickness and disease must leave our bodies right now. In the name of Jesus. Your Word says that by his stripes we are healed. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, that through your Word our bodies are healed. Pain, sickness, God, you, Jesus, live in us. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen. Until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.